Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stephen here with Jay Kirshner. She and I have the answers to the problems of the day. If you want to get answers to questions, they're right here. You'll find out. Seems like you have to stick around, though, to find the answers because they're everywhere on the Good Day program. There's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson Jasper and how he's so expressive and laughs so much. And he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, smartest little kid. And I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults is looking at children, trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. And your energy, what you feel like. The happiness, of course.
Yeah, when it's something you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I typically was not a child person. And then having my son Mac, it changed my DNA. Like, it absolutely changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
And just how funny they are. I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing something for the first time. And now I get that. And it's just this wonder. And you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandson. And it's so much fun. And let's be real. A lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too. We get an excuse to.
So would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, my son and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So, at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away because you're right there.
I don't have to go very far, but before, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right, and again, we'll post them at on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys. You secretly want to, that's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And it was, I say like a toy store because it wasn't really, it was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had Erector sets that I remember having when I was, they're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original Erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point?
Yeah, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys.
Yeah.
When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19.
Yeah.
No,
depends
maybe
if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. Number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just so the sweetest. That's what
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah, bottle it. 16, feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15, listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah, Brenda, Miles has this friend, this little girl. Forget what her name is, but I'll stand where they're having playtime in the playground. If I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there, watching them have this serious, these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right. Number 13, watching children's films together. Not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so, you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent. To those who are under teenage years, the many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas, number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are. Because they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And the number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles, as we started with that, and we circle back around to it. If I look at the numbers here, about 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children. And that is the child having, I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experiences like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. The more I think we do, Jay Kirstner and Doug Steffen, by the way, in the Good Day program, the more we do for people, the more we can do. Sometimes it feels like, depending on the information that we're passing along, I like to take baby steps, small little baby steps. And then with some of the other stuff we talk about, I feel like I want to run across the country. And this is one of those stories from Atlanta, a youngster's decision to ask for donations rather than presents on his birthday. Wow. Alex Baker, 10 years old, his mother asking what he wanted as a present. And instead of coming up with something that he wanted for himself, he said that he had everything that he needed. Listen to this for a 10-year-old. Suggested that loved ones donate money to charity.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to this fundraising site called Pledge, P-L-E-D-G-E, and he decided that he wanted to help raise money for the Children's Healthcare Initiative in Atlanta. This youngster has had some medical, some health problems as a youngster.
Yeah, he kept getting croup when he was little. And
right.
They were able to, that's who always took care of him, and he remembered that.
Yep. And so he raised $250 as it started, but neither he nor his family realized at the time that his donation pushed a pledge fundraiser over $100 million. Mm-hmm. So think about this. This youngster, he thinks of mother and he are talking about this, and mother's 39 years old. He didn't think. I mean, who would have an idea this 10-year-old would make such a big impact? So as a result of that, there was another check for $2,500 that was presented to Alex from Pledge's CEO. And so the parents are proud of this youngster, as well they ought to be, frankly.
Yeah.
What a great...
His kindness helped them reach a really great milestone.
Yep, right, exactly. Good for him.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit? Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jeff Stephens' Good Day program with the host of The Pet Show. Wow, what a great name for a program about pets. Who came up with that? Your wife must have thought of that, right?
The creativity I have is unbelievable, Doug.
ThePetShow.com is the website, too, with Warren Eckstein. All right, so I'm in the middle of helping some youngsters on the farm prepare for animal camp. And I wondered about whether there were, you had a farm in upstate New York in Cobleskill where we're heard, and we're, I used to have the station that now is, still carries the program, WSTE. So they're having a lot of camps in some of the areas around the country with a lot of farms, and they're specifically for sheep and goats. And I was wondering how many times you have encountered people who would say, I have a pet goat. Because there are a lot of, we have goats on our farm, goats, the little kids running around, they're like dogs. So they could be pets. Is it good? Does it make a difference? Like goats, can they be good?
It depends on where you live. I met years ago, here's a name drop for you, Lily Tomlin, a friend and a client of mine. I trained two dogs for her and a goat named Bucky, a little pygmy goat named Bucky, to walk on a leash and a harness in the old W.C. Fields estate in Los Feliz. Anyway, bottom line is goats are amazing, but you have to make sure, like with any pet, before you get one, you understand the legalities. Can you have it? What's involved in care? Is there a vet in your neighborhood that knows the difference between a goat, a chicken, and a duck?
Right.
And you got to really understand the mental stimulation that a goat needs. Goats get really bored, and it's important to make sure they get a lot of stimulation, just like any other animal. So if you educate yourself, you have the right property, the right land, you know what you're doing, goats can make an absolute excellent pet.
Well, I have them on the farm. The little ones are cute. They are very creative and clever and smart. They figure out how to get out, refix the fence, and they find another way to get out. The little
goats are smart. Do you ever see the Tennessee fainting goats?
No.
They're amazing. If they get a little stressed out, I had them on Regis with me many years ago. They just pass out. They just fall over and pass out.
Really?
That doesn't hurt them. They're Tennessee fainting goat. Google it. They just pass out, and a couple of seconds later, they wake up. It's just part of their genetics.
Here's the winner of the day, Warren, a freight train engineer, took a break from his work in the locomotive to play the part of a rescuer for a lost pug puppy that had run away. This took place up in Rutland, Vermont. Poppy the pug was frightened by a speeding car and ran away. And apparently this fellow saw the dog running down the tracks. He stopped the the train, got out, and he picked it up, and he looked at this little face, he said, that was just looking back at me, and he brought it to, he didn't know, you know, obviously a little dog like that shouldn't be running around in a train yard, and so he brought the dog back to the roundhouse or whatever they have, and they managed to create, to figure out who the dog belonged to. So, you know, you wonder, the reason I bring it up is because of noises. And we talked about in the 4th of July circumstance, what happens when all this stuff, but any noise around a dog they're not used to.
Noise phobia, the dog's sense of hearing is absolutely incredible. First of all, because their ears are larger, they take more sounds in. They can move their ears around, which we can't do, which means the direction of the sound, and they're much more sensitive to sound as well. Now, on my website, thepetshow.com, there's an incredible article I wrote years ago. You decide if it's incredible. I think it's a good article.
If I do say so myself.
On noise phobia, the whole article is on how to desensitize. For example, let's say you're a new couple, you're married, all of a sudden you're going to have a baby. Now, the baby's going to arrive. How is your dog or cat going to react to the sounds of a baby, you know, the crying? So preparing that, you can make a recording of almost any sound. You can go online. You can find the sound of a baby burping if you want. If you record that and you play it at a very low volume, I mean barely audible, while your dog or cat is getting a lot of positive attention, you can desensitize them. Remember, my specialty for many years was teaching dogs to react under gunfire. We had to desensitize them to that sound. So if you take the time, whether it be a baby or arriving, whether you be there's a Harley Davidson next door that the dog's afraid of, gradually desensitize them a little bit at a time, increasing the volume, and eventually they'll be fine with the sound.
That's the hardest thing to do with me. Daisy and Charlotte and most of the dogs I've had have been allergic to lightning and thunder. And when it happens, they just cower. And I don't know how do you train a dog not to be afraid of thunder?
Well, you very easy. Record, download the sound of a thunderstorm with the rain right on the internet. Play it, like I said, play it at a low volume while the dog's getting positive attention. It's called counter conditioning. Take what is the fear, take what your dog's afraid of, and turn it into something positive.
Huh. All right, how about that for advice, folks? We all have those circumstances with our dogs and probably other pets as well. So another reason to go find Warren every weekend as he's broadcasting his pet show. Check out the website, thepetshow.com, and his line of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and kisses to Warren from Doug. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Like looking into the night sky and looking at the stars, you will find they have all aligned perfectly for you to be here. So don't waste time. Good news, good information, lots of things here every day on the Good Day Show.
Here's some good news. University of Cincinnati grad student has invented an adjustable brace for young patients who need to reposition their curved spines. And because we're talking about it because he won a prestigious award for her design. Young genius. Every day there are lots of people in America who have a horrible time because of scoliosis. It's curvature of the spine. I'm sure everybody knows somebody who has this problem. And because it happens usually with most people before puberty, when you're a youngster, advancements in the braces that are needed to help, I'm sitting up straighter, to help straighten you out, have not been made. So, let's see, I'm looking at what I remember seeing people in the gym, you know, when you go into the locker room,
and you'd have to kind of wait in line and your back would be examined to see if you had any inkling of scoliosis or not.
Well, there's the there's that stuff, and then there's what you see if you are playing some athletic thing. right? When you're changing your clothes and stuff, they would never say, well, they didn't in my school, they would say you couldn't play, but you had to have a doctor's certificate. Doctor had to say, you could play this, you could play that, you could do this, you could do that. But I remember seeing how these things looked. They looked so cumbersome. So anyway, this fellow, Sanjay Z, won the American James Dyson Award for creating a very novel approach. It's called the Airy, A-I-R-Y. It's a breathable, comfortable, adjustable brace that accommodates your, as you're growing, you know, you're still obviously growing when you're a teenager. So this thing can be adjusted so you wear it for 3 years. This young person is even, has worked on something that makes it a recyclable. You can give it or sell it to somebody else to use, right?
And I love seeing stuff like this, especially from grad students.
Yeah, me too.
She's working on something that's not just going to further her development on her own, but she's helping other people. The fact that this is something that hasn't even been created as of before she did it, and now it's something that will help others, but it grows with them. And we always hear about this, especially when it comes to prosthetics and young children who get prosthetics because they're so expensive, but then the younger you are, the earlier you need them, you're still growing. And you have to go through multiple
prosthetic.
Is there a different word than prosthetics that I'm thinking of? Whenever it's in the multiple,
not that I can think of, but maybe.
And the fact that they can start growing with the person is just astounding.
Mm-hmm. So the sideline here is that it was invented by a Chinese student who's going to the University of Cincinnati, and people will ask, if they haven't already asked, why do we have Chinese students coming to our country when they're doing all these horrible things to us? Well, it's the government who's doing the horrible things. There are a lot of Chinese people who come to this country, and like people come from other parts of the world, this is the debate, the discussion, and kind of the ignorance that applies to the people who just say, well, we have to stop all immigration. We have to stop the illegal immigration. We have to stop people coming in like ants on an anthill who just want to come in here to suck off the public teat, as it were. And that's not what this young woman is going to contribute to the world. Obviously, already has. And so the thing will be whether we keep her here or whether she comes to this country. Here's where the question will be. She gets an education and then she goes back to China. And the Chinese take advantage. They help her make this, or they take it. You know, in China, there are no such thing as patents. People don't invent things there. They may come up with an idea, and then the state owns it. It's not like here where it's like Shark Tank, you know. There was, by the way, did you see the live Shark Tank on Friday? What a great show it was. It was fabulous. It really was. I think it's the first time they've ever done a live one because it takes a lot of editing usually to get the thing put together. At any rate, they had an audience and it was fun. The reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of things that are brought in there, not just from Americans, but people all around the world want to come onto the Shark Tank. And they come up with some ideas. This is a perfect idea for Shark Tank, frankly, because then somebody can get behind it. And then when you do a medical thing, it's like the drug companies. They patent things for a while, and then after that, it becomes public. Like songs, after a number of years, they become public domain, and anybody can make them. But for the first, I think, 10, 12 years, you own a patent, and you can enjoy whatever revenue comes out of the idea that you had to make life better. In this case, this is certainly better, and something that should be lauded. Something that should be embraced. It'll be very interesting to see who it is that comes to this young woman and says, okay, but we want to buy this from you. We want you to, you own it. You have the patent. Some smart lawyer has gotten to her, I'm sure, by now and said, okay, you've got to patent this idea so you can sell it, and that'll put you on easy street for the rest of your life. That's how it works. At any rate, just I know that because of my attitude towards the Chinese government, I don't have a lot of room for being open-minded. And because I know what the system is, the fact that this young lady is here, she probably ought to stay here. You know what I mean? So I wonder how hard it would be. Probably not so hard. She had to get a visa to go to University of Cincinnati anyway. Yeah? And when you come in, you see, that's the right way to do it. You come in, you prove what you're all about. You got education in mind. And then you go to it and look at what how we benefited from this. Good. Good for her and good for this.
All right. So we posted a picture of a Hearst. Well, and Signe on the back of it, and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out the thread here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And what the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has. It comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what there is at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people... Yeah, well, this is the biggest crazy. This is now. I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole in a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a. My mother was buried in a coffin in a vault. And she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time. I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar, in a sense? You're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right, there's what are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins, and they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada, yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who is my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, well, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you could become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something. Like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like they plant them somewhere in kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right. So this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said, he's created a t-shirt that reads, "I am compost." That's what the t-shirt reads. "I am compost." And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling and the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins. And tell you, I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn? And your dust, right? It's just silly. It's the whole thing about death. When, there was an ad, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I mean, I'm serious. The guy, the funeral director, is on the air. For $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, you know.
I guess. Yeah, BOGO deals.
Yeah. Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting... That's great. I like that, Jay. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there, besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day program, I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it, but right now it is time for our movie man, Chuck Curry, to give us all of the information on all things film and screen and TV. Hi, Chuck.
How are you? Good to speak to you. That is the Apollo Creed theme to Rocky back in 1976. Really a bummer. I do want to touch base real quick on the passing of Carl Weathers, who left this earth this weekend at the age of 76. You know, Jay, I think what made that so startling to me is because I know I just seen him in a Super Bowl commercial with Ron Gronkowski, and he looked great. And, you know, when I heard that he passed away in his sleep, it was sort of stunning. And also, you know, a reality of the reality that we're a physical being and that we never know what's going to happen every day of our life, and in this case, not a good ending for Carl Weathers, who passed at least peacefully in his sleep at 76. But it's good, and I was saying to a friend when I did one of my radio spots this weekend, if you look at Rocky back in 1976, Sylvester Stallone, Talia Shire, Burgess Meredith, who was incredible, and Burt Young, who won an Oscar for the role of Paulie. But Carl Weathers, without Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed, that film would not be as great as it is. And in all his performances in the first four Rocky films were great. A guy had he was flamboyant, charismatic, extremely athletic, a really good actor. And he was a great foil for Stallone.
Yeah, oh, I remember him in Happy Gilmore as Chubbs, the golf instructor for Adam Sandler's character, and he basically stole the film. He had a lot of the iconic lines and everything, and just 76 was so young. And while a cause of death has not been revealed. Like you said, Chuck, it was said that he died peacefully in his sleep. So it makes you think that right. there was definitely some kind of illness that was known that was possibly going to take him, like cancer.
Quite possibly.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, now in terms of box office total, in terms of box office totals, this new film Argylle, which is a spy fantasy film by director Matthew Vaughn, he did The Kingsman and also the movie Kick-Ass, which I'm a huge fan of. This is a $200 million production financed by Apple Money. It's opening weekend, Jay, just $18 million and $35 million worldwide. This is another example of Apple throwing big money into projects that will be financial failures at the box office. Now, listen, I like Matt Vaughn and think he's a really good director, but there's no way I'm throwing $200 million into this project because the reality is it's got to make $400 or $500 million worldwide just to break even. If you're going to invest that type of money, you got to go to more of a sure thing. That would be more of a, you know, an Iron Man, a Captain America, a Batman movie that uh-huh. you know is going to recoup
that could create
its own money.
Universe.
So I know it's not my money, it's Apple's money, but this is beside Killers of the Flower Moon, which, you know, got great notices, but still financially not profitable. Mm-hmm. Napoleon, mixed reviews, $200 million plus movie, not profitable, and now Argylle goes on their balance sheet as a financial loser. It is what it is. Number two, The Chosen, which Angel Studios released. This is a TV project. They released 3 episodes, 1 through 3, season 4. Did almost $7 million in business. A religious crowd showed up. That's good. The Beekeeper placed third, 5.2, just a 20% drop off week to week. $50 million in 4 weeks. That's a good number. Wonka has passed the $200 million mark domestically, almost $600 million worldwide, 4.7 over the weekend. And Migration round out the top five. All these holes, for the most part, are really good because there's less movies, Jay, in the overall marketplace due to the writers and actors strike.
Yeah, it's definitely feeling like we're going to get some more things as they finish up projects, too. But, yeah, that strike really sent everyone for a doozy. Chuck, thank you. It is always a pleasure.
You too. See you tomorrow.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Progressive presents Flo and JV announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend tipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.